From Southwark News for February the 14th. Longest serving vicar to hang up his dog collar, by Jude Chime. Southwark's longest serving vicar, who has provided ministry to generation after generation of Woolworth families, is hanging up his robes for good. Canon Graham Shaw, 68, of St Paul's Church in Lorimore Square, is retiring after 34 years of serving the borough of Southwark. He will be giving his last sermon on Easter Sunday before moving to Dorset with his wife Adrienne. Over more than three decades as a vicar in Woolworth, Canon Shaw says he has seen babies he has baptised grow up to marry and have children of their own. A father of three adult sons who went to local schools, he is also Chair of Governors at St Paul's Primary School, Penrose Street. He was also the driving force behind the creation of the Lorimore Centre 27 years ago, a mental health centre connected to the church, and Southwark Church's Care, which helps the elderly. Having spent half his life living and working in the community of Woolworth, he said, "The biggest change is the population has changed. When I came here, all the houses in Lorimore Square were all social housing. Now it's only 80%. The area is more transient. People who live here will move on very soon and may move many times for work before they settle. You could walk around the square every day and see a removal van. When I first came, people were already settled in the community, and it had real strength because of that, but it's less so now." About his time here, he said, "I'm the longest serving cleric in Southwark. When I came here, I had a little baby, and now he has his own little baby. I see the kids from St Paul's every week for an act of worship. A lot of kids have known me, probably about 12,000. It's interesting meeting 40-year-olds who say, 'I remember you.' It sounds impossible, but it's true. I see kids in the school whose parents were in the school, and there are a couple of kids in the nursery whose grandparents I knew. A little while ago, I met a couple in town, and they recognised me and offered me a lift home. On the way home, I realised that I had married them and baptised their children, and they are grandparents now.